Today, we at CGN Media are honoured to present to you an episode of a new podcast from CGN called CGN Voices. This show is a glimpse into the hearts and minds of leaders from all across the Calvary Global Network, where they share insights, perspectives, and best practices. In today's special episode, we dive into a mini-series hosted by Pastor Nick Cady, who conducts interviews with leaders and missionaries based in Ukraine. These are stories of resilience, unwavering faith, and sheer Christian spirit in the face of war. They're compelling, they're humbling, and we believe they will move you. If you enjoy what you hear today, there's a lot more where that came from. CGN Voices is working on some great upcoming episodes, including some insightful post-CGN conference discussions and Q&As with our conference speakers. So, make sure to subscribe to CGN Voices to stay updated and join us on this journey of discovery and faith. Without further ado, here's the special episode.
This podcast is a part of CGN Media, a podcast network that points to Christ. We are supported by listeners like you. To help us create more great shows, visit cgnmedia.org/support.
Welcome to CGN Voices from Ukraine, a podcast dedicated to sharing powerful stories of resilience, faith, and service in the face of great difficulty. In this podcast, we speak with members of our church network who live in Ukraine and who have been there since the full-scale invasion of their country by Russia in February of 2022. Prior to the war, there were 20 Calvary Chapel churches in Ukraine. The goal of this podcast is to give you firsthand accounts from church members who have faced unimaginable challenges. We will explore how their faith has sustained them and how God is at work and the gospel is moving forward, even in the midst of adversity, along with how you can be praying for them and supporting them as part of the body of Christ. Welcome. In this special podcast, we are interviewing people within the Calvary Chapel family of churches in Ukraine, asking them to share about some of their experiences over this past year since the Russian invasion. What are the things that they're going through right now, and how we can be praying for them and standing alongside them. So today, I'm joined by Tanya Kotolonets and Tanya Melnik, and they're both from different cities in Ukraine. Now, the reason why they're both here is because Tanya Melnik is going to be translating. So please introduce yourselves, where you're from, a little bit of your backstory.
Доброго дня, мені дуже приємно бути і спілкуватися.
Hello, I'm pleased to be here and fellowship with you.
З вами. Мене звуть Таня, я з міста Ніжин Чернігівської області.
My name is Tanya. I'm from city Ніжин in Чернігівська область region.
Це місто знаходиться посередині між Києвом і Чернігівом.
That town is placed between in between Чернігів, two big cities, Чернігів and Kyiv.
Tanya Melnik, can you just tell us who you are? Now you're translating, but introduce yourselves to our listeners.
My name is Tanya Melnik. I'm from Ternopil. I'm working with Calvary Chapel in Ternopil. I'm a church administrator and translator, and just helping with whatever needs help.
Tanya Kotolonets, tell us, what was it like for you when the war began?
Ну, 23 лютого ми вже відчували, що це станеться. І
on the 23rd of February, we felt that it's gonna happen.
І ми, ну, зробили таку молитву з деякими нашими друзями онлайн.
And so we decided to have a prayer meeting online with some of our friends.
Це було дуже хвилююче. У мене навіть вже як такий адреналін був, і руки навіть тряслись від того, що вже ми знали, що щось буде.
I was very nervous. I remember my adrenaline went up so much that my hands were shaking. We could totally sense that something is coming up.
І 24-го числа ми мали йти в школу, діти збрали рюкзаки, бо перед цим із-за ковіда вони залишались вдома, а в четвер вони мали піти вже в школу.
And on the 24th of February, our kids were ready to go to school. Their backpacks were all ready and prepared. Because of COVID, they often missed school and it was online. But they just decided to make it that kids could come physically to school building.
І я проснулась від того, що ми проснулись з Вадимом від того, що купа СМС прийшло до моєї групи на Viber, що діти не йдуть в школу, діти не йдуть в школу.
We woke up to many messages on our Viber chat that just message after message saying that kids are not going to be going to school.
І з новини я почула, що, ну, війна почалась.
And then and from the news I found out that the full-scale war actually started.
Але в нашому місті вже були вибухи в аеродром воєнний МЧС був.
And in our town there were already bombing happening. The airport was bombed.
І вже в цей день загинув мій сусід і, ну, можна сказати, це друг дитинства був. And бо він був на, ну, на службі.
My on that day my neighbor, and actually I can say that he was my childhood friend, he was working there, and so he was killed on the first day of full-scale war.
І, ну, 8 годин ранку ми зібрались на Viber із церквою, молились, всі плакали, бо дуже переживали.
8 o'clock in the morning we decided to get together with our church on Viber. And all of us, we were so just frightened and crying.
І, ну, ми чогось так вирішили, що краще піти в село.
And for some reason we decided that it's probably better not to stay in the city, but to go outside and stay in the village.
І ми прийшли, там було 19 людей з нами, це багато хто був з церкви, тільки троє невіруючих було, ну, з нами.
So all of us together we met. There was about 19 of us. Most of us were from our church. Three of the people in our group were non-believers.
І ми були там, ну, разом 5 днів. Це було 9 дітей і 10 дорослих.
So we went to stay in that village. We stayed together there for 5 days. There was 10 adults and 9 kids.
І, ну, це був такий час дивний, бо ми кожного дня просинались від вибухів. Верніше, ми погано спали, але коли вже ми просинались, то від вибухів.
It was kind of interesting time because we would wake up because of explosions. We could hear explosions. It was hard to sleep at night. And even if we would fall asleep, we would wake up because of explosions.
І просто цілими днями йшли, як військова російська техніка рухалась. Просто цілий день ми чули гул.
So where we were staying, we could hear the tanks and all the machinery, the weapons being moved, them moving on the road, and we could hear all this noise.
Але це було благословенням, бо ми були разом, як, ну, віруючі, це як велика частина нашої церкви, бо у нас не величка церква, але ми майже всі там були разом.
And what was a blessing during that time is that we were together, and our church is pretty small, and most of the people from the church were there with the group.
Там не було зовсім ніяких умов, єдине, що там була така пічка, якою ми грілися, ми спали на полу, ну, на полу, просто на якихось старих матрасах.
The living conditions were not the greatest. We were in an old house. We were sleeping on the floor. The only thing that could warm the house was the old stove, like wooden stove, and that's how we kept the heat in the house.
Але то вже було неважливим, бо ми навіть там їсти особо ніхто не хотів, і нам не важливо було, в яких умовах.
We didn't really care what the conditions were because we didn't even want to eat. We were so stressed out. We didn't even think about cooking food and eating.
Ну, і ми були там 5 днів, потім ми вирішили йти в місце, бо закінчилась їжа і не було світла.
So we were there for 5 days, but then we couldn't stay there any longer because our any food that we brought with us finished and there was no electricity.
І в нас була одна на всіх машина.
We had only one car for all 19 of us.
І ми могли йти тільки через поле, через грязь, і ми дітей посадили в машину, а самі пішли пішки.
And the only way we could go back is through the field, and it's winter, so it was all like dirt, soft soil. So we put all the kids in the car, but all the adults we walked by foot through the field.
І, ну, ми йшли 12 кілометрів.
We walked for 12 kilometers.
І під кінець, ну, таке сталося чудо, мені навіть зараз трошки страшно про це згадувати.
In the end, it was really a miracle, and even for me just to think about that right now, it's scary.
Бо коли ми доходили до Ніжина, там поле було заміноване.
When we were nearing our town, Ніжин, we found out that the field was covered with mines.
І ми йшли, ну, такі як полосочкою такою йшли всі в рядочок.
And so we were just walking on the path, like following each other's footsteps.
І перші йшли підлітки.
First, it was teenagers who were walking.
Ну, і якби ми, я побачила, я майже остання йшла.
I was the last one closing the line.
Я побачила, як наш військовий біг до нас дуже
and
швидко.
I saw one soldier, our Ukrainian soldier, running towards us so fast.
І просто щось кричав нам.
And he was yelling something to us.
І потім я позвонила наперед тим людям, хто спереді був, і спитала, що сталося.
And I called the person who was in the front and I asked, "Do you know what happened? Why what was happening?"
І нам сказали просто зійти з боку, тому що там міни.
And I was told that he told us to walk on the side because that path was covered with mines.
І наші діти, хто був спереді, вони просто її побачили, бо це як було зовсім рядом.
And our kids who were the first ones to walk, they saw it because it was so close to us.
Але слава Богу, ну, слава Богу, ми вийшли всі цілі.
But praise God, we all made it alive and in one piece.
So you made it out of that place, and then where were you when you came out of there? Were you in a safer place where you could then get somewhere else?
Ми не прийшли в безпечне місце, ми просто повернулись у Ніжин, бо в нас не було їжі.
We did not go back to safe place. Ніжин was the place where we had to go back because we didn't have any more food.
І в той день ми дійшли всі в грязні були, бо було дуже грязно на полі.
We came back all covered with dirt because the field was muddy.
І ми пообідали, бо були дуже голодні і втомлені.
So we had lunch, we were all tired and hungry.
І ми хотіли почити.
We wanted to have some rest.
І просто вийшли на вулицю і почули, як так гуде самоліт.
And so we were outside and we heard the airplane flying over us.
І він скинув бомбу, але за містом.
And we saw the plane, and it was a warplane and it dropped the bomb, but it wasn't in the city, but near the city.
І це було страшно, тому що моїх дітей як заклали вуха.
It was really scary because our ears kind of popped and my kids' ears were popping from it because of the noise.
Ну, і ми не знали, що далі робити.
We didn't know what to do next.
So, at this point you're still in Nizhyn. What happened after that you were able to leave the city?
Так, ми вирішили, ну, так Бог провів нас і дав можливість виїхати.
God helped us and he gave us opportunity to leave our city.
І ми 9 березня приїхали в Тернопіль.
And on the 9th of March we made it to Тернопіль.
І це було таким благословенням, бо ми сирени чули, але ми могли просто поспати.
It was such a blessing because even though the air raid was on often, we were able to just relax and get some sleep.
How long were you in Ternopil? How long did you stay there?
Ми були в Тернополі 8 місяців, і ну це було великим благословенням, що церква Голгофи в Тернополі прийняла, дала нам житло, забезпечила нас всім необхідним, і це було великим підбадьоренням для нас бути.
We stayed in Ternopil for 8 months and it was such a blessing that Calvary Chapel in Ternopil, they accepted us, they received us, they helped us, they provided a living place for us and gave everything necessary for our living.
What I had heard about you from the pastor of the Ternopil church is that not only were you received by the church, but also you then began to serve at the church, the refugees who were coming in from Eastern Ukraine as well. What was that experience like?
Ну, це було великим благословенням, і по-іншому ми не могли, хотіли бути, ну, якби корисними.
It was a great blessing because we couldn't do any other way because we like to serve, we like to be of help.
Yeah, I mean, to be like Jesus is to be a servant. And so there's an aspect of being a Christian in which we have to be willing to receive. We can't be so proud that we're unwilling to receive help and grace. And then in response to grace that we've received, then we become like Jesus in the sense that we learn to serve like Jesus serves. And I've heard this story from many people that I've talked to, that they came out of regions that were not safe, they were received, they were helped, and then in turn, then they joined in and began serving others. So tell me about what's going on in the life of you and your husband and your family now.
Ну, ми в жовтні місяці повернулися додому. Це було не зовсім простим рішенням, бо ми були як розгублені. Ми не знали, як краще поступити, бо багато з церкви людей виїхало.
In October of last year, we decided to go back, and it was really hard decision for us because many of our people from our church, they have moved from our city, and so there were not many people who belonged to our church were left in our city.
Але ми хотіли повернутись, тому що якби такий регіон, який потребує служіння, і
but we wanted to go back because it is the region that really needs help and to be served.
Тому що там також є біженці.
Because there also are refugees.
І їх там немало.
And quite a few of them.
І якби хотілось, якби будь там, будь в місті, будь з друзями, навіть ті, які пішли воювати. Ілі.
And so the desire was to be there, to be with friends, even those families whose husbands and fathers went to the war.
І, да, і, мабуть, найперше, що ми, і коли приїхали, то ми пішли на похорон нашого друга.
And the first thing that happened when we got back, we had to attend a funeral.
Бо він загинув під Херсоном весною, а тіло ховали вже в жовтні.
He died near Kherson in spring, but only in fall, in October, they found the body and that they identified that it was him.
То ми просто хотіли бути, ну, якби з людьми. Це легше, коли ти вже там жив, і ти знаєш, їхні ну, потреби, виклики, то ми хотіли бути в нашому місці.
And so we wanted to be with our people, because when you lived in a city, you know the people, you know the challenges, you know what they're facing, and so you just want to be with them and be of a support to them.
I know that your husband is ministering constantly. I've heard that he's attending funerals almost every day, and I know one of those was really personal, it was his coworker. Could you tell me about that?
Так, це, ну, такі вже, в них були дуже добрі стосунки вже перед, ну, навіть перед війною, і коли вони робили, то вже були такі дуже гарні стосунки.
They worked together before the war. They got really close. They had very good working relationships.
І цей друг Рома, він пішов як добровольцем.
And this co-worker and friend Roma, he went voluntarily. He was not required to go to fight, but he voluntarily went.
І коли ми приїхали, то він ще був, ну, десь біля Ніжина служив.
When we came back home, we found out that he was in the army, but he wasn't taken to the front lines. He was still in our region.
І, ну, Вадим підтримував з ним зв'язок. Ми намагались, може, щось там допомогти, якісь там спорядження військові. Я навіть уже не пам'ятаю, але щось ми для них шукали.
Вадим was in contact with him, knowing that he's in the army, so we were trying to help him with whatever he needed, like some very clothes and things like that. Just knowing different volunteers, we could, and having different contacts, we could provide things he needed.
І навіть, мабуть, за неділю до смерті Роми його дружина попросила якісь ліки, бо вони сильно, хлопці там боліли застудою.
And like a week before our friend died, his wife contacted us and asked for some medicine because many guys were getting like cold because of being outside all the time.
І, але, на жаль, і, мабуть, вона й не встигла їх відправити, і ми дізналися, що він загинув під Бахмутом.
Probably she didn't even have time to pass it on to him, the medicine, because in a short time we heard that he died in Bakhmut, Donetsk oblast.
You know, as the body of Christ, when one part of the body suffers, the whole body feels the pain or should feel the pain. And I hope that our listeners will understand that, right? That when we talk to you, Tanya, I mean, you guys are leading a Calvary Chapel church. We are family, not just in the body of Christ, but even closer than that, even within the Calvary Chapel family. And so how can we, as your church family around the world, be joining you in prayer and support?
Я, по-перше, хочу дуже подякувати за те, що ви вже робите.
First of all, I want to thank you for everything you already have been doing.
Я знаю і вірю, що ви молитесь за нас. Це.
And I know and believe that you are constantly praying for us.
Це дуже важливо і відчутно протягом року.
It's very important and we can feel it throughout this whole year we are feeling it.
Ну, це я ще на початку така, знаєте, молитва була, що Боже, Господь, я тобі дякую за церкву, бо саме через церкву ти допомагаєш проходити цей час.
And my prayer from very beginning was, God, I'm so, so grateful for the church, because through the church you're helping us to go through these challenges and hardships and tribulations.
Я хочу попросити, щоб ви молились за дітей.
I would want to ask you to be praying for kids.
Бо для них це теж, ну, виклик.
Because for them it's a challenge.
Я не знаю, як би я себе вела, коли б я була дитиною.
I don't know how I would act if I would be a child right now.
Я хочу, щоб молились просто за підлітків, за менших дітей, які, ну, на жаль, не можуть якісно навчатись.
I would want to ask for you to be praying for teenagers, for kids that unfortunately they cannot have a good education right now. They cannot have good quality education because they're not able to study normally.
Друзі з церкви теж багато поїхало і, ну, багато змін для них.
And many friends had to move away, so there are so many changes for kids.
Ну, я б хотіла, щоб якось ми як церкви, ну, служили більше і дітям. Я знаю, що і важливо і переселенці, і бабусі, але діти якось особливим, ну, тягарем є на моєму серці.
But I know there's so many ministry opportunities and we see refugees, we see older people that need help. But for some reason kids, teenagers and kids, they're so heavy on my heart.
І я хочу, щоб Бог і нашу церкву вів, і всі церкви також, ну, вів. Ну,
and I would want God to be leading our church and just all churches in Ukraine, that God would be leading them in that ministry.
Ну, і щоб Бог укріпляв просто далі нас, як віруючих, жити в
війні.
And
also to, for God to just give us strength to continue to live in circumstances we're at during this war.
І не втрачати надію.
And not to lose hope.
Ну, і подяка Богу, що Він підтримує цей час.
And just so grateful to God that He's helping us, He's holding us.
Well, Tanya, thank you so much for sharing these things, how we can pray for you. We're so glad that you're safe. We're praying for you and your family, your husband, as you minister to people in this terrible situation. If anyone out there, as you listen to this, if you want to get in touch with them, maybe send them encouragement, or if you want to support what's going on in any way, contact us at cgn@calvarychapel.com and we will help you get in touch with the channels that are needed for that. We have a relief fund that you can donate to, and that can be found at calvaryglobalnetwork.com/relief. Thank you for listening to this episode, Tanya. Thank you so much.
Дуже дякую вам. Yeah.